Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about Sprint versus T-Mobile, and bear with me, I have a little bit of a cold, so I know I sound rough. You know, there's a big debate about, at least everyone I talk to, about Sprint and T-Mobile, and what Sprint's doing, and what T-Mobile's doing, and what they're both doing right, and what they're both doing wrong, and I thought I would just cover that in today's show. But first, let me thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for all your training needs, specific training, OSHA 10, OSHA 30, Tower Safety and Rescue. They're based in Arizona. And again, just go to towersafety.com, all one word, towersafety.com. That's where you want to go. Based in Arizona, like I said, they'll come to you. And they're coming out with drone training in December. And now they're going to add crane and rigging training, which if you see, Nate recently released the NCCCO, that's right, the National Commission for the Certification of Crane Operators. Well, Nate teamed up with the NCCCO. Nate is the National Association of Tower Erectors, and basically they're going to use the NCCCO's training for rigging. What I want to talk to you about today is Sprint and T-Mobile. Sprint and T-Mobile, the battle's heating up, and those guys are getting into it again, as far as you see on the marketing side. I mean, anyone that follows the marketing, which I know a lot of people I talk to, some do, some don't. Most of them are more worried about the network, the deployment, and who's going to do what. So I want to look at the battle for number three. You know, obviously, to me right now, and I think if you read anything, T-Mobile is winning the battle. T-Mobile seems to really have their act together as far as marketing, as far as building the market share, and as far as what they're doing is the expansion of the network. I mean, to me, from what I see, I haven't talked to anybody at T-Mobile, except, but I do read the press releases. They seem very focused on becoming a complete LTE network as soon as possible. They've been building out nice and steady, just like Verizon, following Verizon Wireless's model. At least they would probably never admit that. But just the fact that they're building out nice and steady in the highly populated areas is really impressive to me. So I think what we have to look at, I want to get into the network, but I'll tell you what. First, let's look at marketing. I mean, Marcelo Claure of Sprint and John Legere of T-Mobile are really geniuses at marketing. They both really seem to know how to get, the consumer's attention as far as consumer marketing. I mean, Sprint came out with Cut Your Bill in Half, and T-Mobile, you know, they're the anti-carrier, which I got to give them credit. You know, they changed the way billing is. They really do push the industry. T-Mobile does. T-Mobile really seems to be making a difference, whereas Sprint's message, from what I see, is that, you know, we're cheap. We're the cheapest guy out there. Go with us. We're cheap. We're cheap. We're cheap. We're cheap. The other thing I see is with T-Mobile, you know, they really want to do the video on demand thing that they're going to let people download for some of the shows and Prime and so on, whatever you have on your phone, which is really amazing. So T-Mobile definitely wants to go all data-centric. And they want to have all LTE coverage is from what that's the direction they seem to be heading in, including voice over LTE and voice over Wi-Fi. Pretty impressive to me. I'll get into that later. So as far as the marketing goes, again, Sprint and T-Mobile, they're going to battle it out there. Both those guys are good. It's probably pretty even on marketing. Now, as far as business goes, I think from what everyone has read, T-Mobile's very strong, especially when you look at their stock now. It's Sunday, December 6th, 2015, and T-Mobile stock is $35.45, whereas Sprint stock is $3.53. I mean, it's literally a tenth of what T-Mobile stock is. And I think when you look at the strength of the companies, I think we all know that T-Mobile's in a better place, right? I mean, as far as business goes, really obvious. So from a deployment stance, from the network, let's see what we have there. Sprint has been expanding their 2.5 gigahertz footprint very slowly, minimally, just enough to get by. It's not like they're going gangbusters. They just don't seem to really know where, or I don't know if I shouldn't say they don't know. They don't seem to really be aggressively building out the 2.5. I mean, they have all that bandwidth and they're just slowly at a snail's pace building it out. Now, I know when you see the Sprint press releases, they say they have LTE in 70 or 80 markets and they have a ton of people on LTE, which I do believe that because Network Vision, part of Network Vision was to put LTE out there. And they did a lot of LTE on 800 megahertz. So they do have it out there. But as far as the company goes, I don't hear them talking about Volte, or at least I haven't yet, as far as deploying it on a mass deployment basis. You know, I don't see them really trying to do anything special there. So I don't know. T-Mobile, on the other hand, clearly says they want to be LTE. They're doing a very aggressive LTE build, like I said. Not, you know, not uber aggressive like back you know, 3-4 years ago when everyone was building out. But they are really pushing LTE. They really seem to be making advances, and they've already publicly said that they want to do VoLTE, voice over LTE, V-O-L-T-E, VoLTE. They really want to do that, and they're really pushing to do that. So that's their plan. I mean, it's very obvious. They want to go LTE. I don't know if they're going to decommission the CDMA at some time. Probably depends on the site leases, but we'll get into that another time. But it is very clear to me where T-Mobile's going. Completely data-centric network. They do voice over Wi-Fi. They have their own routers. They're putting their own small cells and routers. When I say small cells, in the home. Femto cells is what I should say. In the home, they really aggressively want to get out there and get the coverage as good as they can, where they can. Are they going to build in Anchorage, Alaska? They probably have coverage there, but it might be through a partnership with the CCA. Are they going to build out farther outside of Alaska, northern Alaska? Probably not. They're probably just going to sign a roaming agreement with another carrier up there. But I do see them really making aggressive moves here. They're building nice and steady. It's really impressive what T-Mobile's doing. I mean, you talk to anybody that does T-Mobile work. It's steady work. It has been for the last year. Those guys really seem to be moving ahead. And now, I give Laguerre the credit because he's a CEO. He'll take the credit, I'm sure. But I'm really impressed that he has his company focused on several positive things. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I mean by that. When you're looking at T-Mobile, they're focused on building an LTE network for probably the best price they can. You know, obviously, all these carriers try to drive down costs. All of them. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, they're all like that as far as deployment goes. That's why, you know, it's not as profitable as it once was for deployment. Anyway, so I see T-Mobile actually moving ahead and doing all that they can. I know they came out publicly and said they aren't a fan of DAS because of the money they put in. I could see them freeing up the spectrum to let the carriers and enterprises pay to put it in. That would make sense, right? Again, come up with a process. I wrote a blog on it. Free the indoor small cells is what it was. I think I could see T-Mobile doing that just because it would be a cost-effective way to deploy the inside the indoor small cells and indoor DAS systems. It would make sense. I could see Sprint doing that. But right now, when you look at Sprint, I mean, they're a mess. They're just a mess. Now, they did pull off that $1.1 billion of cash where they're going to let another company lease out their devices. I don't fully understand it, but I do have the links in there. RCR did a pretty good job of trying to explain what's going on. And I put the link in my blog, wadeforwireless.com. That's right, wadeforwireless.com. So I do see them doing that. It's almost like Sprint's going to get, from everything I read, you know, they're going to have Mobility probably finance most of their network and do a lease back or something like that. Again, I put a link in there for that. So it's almost like Sprint, and I don't fully understand SoftBank's motto over in Japan, but it seems like Sprint wants to basically lease back the network or just, you know, be a Sprint network. Meanwhile, Mobility owns part of it. The devices will be handled by Mobile Leasing Solutions, that company, which I think is a smart bank company. And also with Sprint's looming layoffs, you know, $2.5 billion with a B, billion dollars of cutbacks that they're doing, Sprint obviously isn't doing well. They're going to do all these cutbacks. They said the layoffs are going to happen in January. They cut down what the employees are going to get as far as a severance package. So it doesn't look good for Sprint business-wise. So again, everything we look at, I mean, points to T-Mobile. Sprint's been sitting still, not completely, but they haven't exactly aggressively been building out for the past year or two. I guess when they finished Network Vision, they thought they'd be done. You know, put a fork in it, it's done. But you know what? We all know wireless isn't like that. We all know that every wireless system that is out there, or has been out there over history, you have to grow. The exception is public safety. Public safety has a finite budget. They're not bringing money in. But as far as the carriers go, they have to improve. They always have to do upgrades. They have to impress. They always have to come up with things to sell the consumer. And I see T-Mobile doing that big time. They're always coming up with something new. And I'm not saying everything pays off, but I'm saying it's pretty impressive the way they do it with all the deals they're doing, with the free video. It's a lot of options. So it's really amazing what they're doing. Whereas Sprint, I see them doing some things, you know, they aren't moving ahead with VoLTE. I don't really see them moving ahead with voice over Wi-Fi. If they are, I don't know. With AT&T and Verizon, you know, Verizon is moving ahead with voice over Wi-Fi from what I read, but Verizon is going to be a big fan of LTE-U, at least if it gets passed by the FCC. We'll see what the FCC says. And I got to tell you, I know the cable companies are fighting it, but if you're a consumer, you're not exactly, most consumers aren't fans of cable companies. I am because of what they did for Wi-Fi. I know there's a lot of Wi-Fi carriers out there, but the Comcasts, the Coxes, the Time Warner Cables, which I think is absorbed by somebody now, but all those guys have really done a lot for Wi-Fi deployments, professional carrier-grade Wi-Fi deployments. I'm really impressed. I know you have Boingo, who's done a great job, and you have a couple other Wi-Fi carriers out there. It's really impressive what they've done, but you know, as far as the carriers go, the one difference is that you have to keep in mind the carriers spent billions of dollars for airwaves, whereas the cable companies and the Wi-Fi carriers, they spent millions of dollars on equipment because the airwaves were free, right? Don't get me wrong, still a lot of money to deploy. You all know that for services, for backhaul, for hardware, design, and so on. It all adds up. Anyway, getting off point. Let me get back. T-Mobile and Sprint. So here's the thing about Sprint. They have all this 2.5 gigahertz spectrum, and they just seem to not really aggressively be rolling it out. I know they got to wind down the Clear Channel stuff, but it just seems like they could be doing more faster in most of the country. But they really don't seem concerned with it. And unless I'm missing something, they should really be just aggressively moving ahead with that. I mean, do you remember when the rumor was they were going to deploy 70,000 small cells? 70,000. It's a lot of small cells. And although Sprint never said it, technically, you know, they never came out and said, we are going to deploy. They put all the vendors through RFP after RFP after RFP. A lot of the vendors spent the last year doing RFPs. You know what the vendors are sick of? They're sick of responding to Sprint RFPs that don't go anywhere. I'm just saying. I talked to a lot of guys, and they're like, screw it. I mean, if you're a smaller vendor, you don't even want to be bothered with it anymore. You're just going to come up with one response and email it back. I hope this is the same thing. And I get what they're doing. They want to drive down price. They want to get the best deal. They want to plan their network, and they want to do something revolutionary. You know, that's Smart Bank's gig, do something revolutionary. But it's going to get to the point where people aren't even going to take you seriously anymore. I mean, it's been a year. People have been going through this rigmarole, and even the people that won haven't done much. Now, it is December of 2015, so maybe we'll start moving ahead with the site acquisition and that part of the stage, the RF design, and so on. Maybe we'll see an uptick. I didn't see it yet. I haven't talked to anyone that's seen it yet. I know that, Mobility, who won the deal, hasn't seen a lot yet. They're hoping, you know, they're probably still in design. Maybe they have plans to do something. I know that Nokia and Airspan, you know, they're probably like, yay, we won the small cell bid, and they've yet to deploy anything. I don't know if Sprint bought anything. I don't know what's going on. I mean, it just seems like nothing. Seems like I hear crickets. I'd like to go to a warehouse and see what's in it. I'd see a big empty warehouse. I don't see anything there. So anyways, it didn't exactly make a dent when they said all that. And I know a lot of the smaller vendors are just sick of it. Hey, that's my take on it. Are they going to turn down the work? If it's not profitable, yes, they should. Will they? I don't know. You have a lot of guys that would rather lose money than not have work. And I get that if you're in a good place, but the industry's been pretty tight for the last year. I think a lot of vendors that don't take this seriously have probably left the industry over the last year. And that's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But from what I see, back to the T-Mobile and Sprint thing, T-Mobile, they just seem to be making all the right moves. They seem to be pushing around AT&T and Verizon. They're positioning themselves to really make AT&T and Verizon conform to what the anti-carrier wants. T-Mobile wants to be the anti-carrier, and they're really pushing everyone else around. Now, with Sprint, Sprint's only real defense is, hey, you know, we'll cut your bill in half. That's what we got. I know they got this network, and you hear them talking about all the LTE they have in the markets, all the traffic over LTE, which they should. It's 2015. We're on the verge of 2016. Everyone else has LTE in practically every market, right? Every major carrier, let me put it that way. And they're bragging about, well, we got about 70% LTE out there. Come on. Anyway, I just want to leave you with one thing. other than, you know, Sprint seems to be in dire straits as far as a business, and T-Mobile seems to be really moving ahead. That's the point of this whole thing. But I'm a fan of Elon Musk. I was reading his book, Lessons in Life and Business, which I would recommend it if you have a time to read it. I got it in my Kindle. But Elon Musk has a quote, right? And it says this, focus on signal over noise. A lot of companies get confused. They spend money on things that don't actually make the product better. And I'll end quotes. So what I'll tell you what I see in wireless is I see a lot of these guys that spend money on things that don't matter. You know what people want? People want reliable coverage is what I see. They want to pay a reasonable price on their bill, and they want bandwidth in today's world, but they still want to make voice calls. I would say those are the top four things from my perspective. Now, the carriers want to make money, so they're going to have like a lot of services that they can add on, you know. When I say data services, that includes not only, you know, browsing on the internet or whatever from your device, but also texting. But the carriers want to sell extra services because they have to make money, so they have to be attractive to the end user. However, I'd say, I don't know if anyone has an iPhone out there, but iPhones, just amazing what you can do with them. They really changed the industry, and I'm going to write a post on that too, because when you think of where we were before the iPhone and where we are now and how usage has changed, to me, night and day. All right, deploy, deploy, deploy. That's what I'm saying here. Be smart, be safe, pay attention, repeat. Be smart, be safe, pay attention. See ya.